USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A suspect is in custody for shooting two New York City police officers in separate incidents in the Bronx this weekend. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
An attack on a police officer is an attack on all of us. It's an attack on a democratic society, a decent society. And it's intolerable. And we will not accept it. And we will fight back with everything we have because we have to protect not only New Yorkers, but everything that we believe in this city. A place where everyone can live in peace and decency and mutual respect.
Both police officers are expected to recover. Two U.S. Special Forces members were killed and six others were wounded when a man wearing an Afghan uniform opened fire on a joint base in the eastern Nangarhar province of Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Floodwaters in northeastern Oregon are finally receding. A stretch of Interstate 84 is still closed south of Hermiston due to damage from high water. Authorities say it will be a week before that section of highway reopens. Oregon National Guard troops aboard two helicopters lifted 21 people in the Blue Mountains of Oregon. There were fears that the coronavirus would ruin the turnout for the Chinese New Year parade in San Francisco, but that didn't happen. KPIX-TV reporter Betty Yu.
Parade organizers closely monitored the developments and decided not to cancel the event because following guidance from the CDC, they were confident the risk of contracting the virus was low. They also wanted to discourage xenophobia and discrimination against Asians.
We brought masks out on the plane. We didn't wear them. And life has a lot of risks. I mean, I think they're doing as much as they can to protect the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
CBS broadcast journalist Gail King has been getting death threats. USA Radio's John Hunt has the report.
The chief of CBS News called threats against journalist Gail King reprehensible as backlash continues to grow against a number of rappers, including Snoop Dogg, NBA player LeBron James, and even Bill Cosby, critical of an interview where she asked about a sexual assault charge against the late Kobe Bryant. Oprah Winfrey said in an NBC interview that King continues to receive death threats and is traveling with heavy security. This is USA Radio News.
One of the Democratic presidential hopefuls took some heat at a Democratic Party dinner in New Hampshire on Saturday night. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes says former North Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg drew boos from Bernie Sanders fans when he said this on stage.
With a president this divisive, we cannot risk dividing Americans' future. Further, saying that you must either be for a revolution or you must be for the status quo.
On Sunday morning, he was on NBC's Meet the Press defending his record and his campaign amid the escalating attacks. He also defended his record on African-American issues, including investments made in South Bend, Indiana, when he was its mayor. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Remember, you can log on and listen anytime at usaradio.com.